In April of 2012, Jane Boyd recorded an audio boo as part of her preparation for going to SubCon in Chicago. And since there were a lot of people from different parts of North America heading towards Chicago, I got very excited about the idea of using audio boo within a community when a whole lot of people were converging on a particular place. I thought it was a great innovation by Jane Boyd, and it led to a few other people doing the same thing. A small number, I think it might have been 3 or 4 people at the most who did it in relation to SubCon. Now, I'm in a different situation in relation to going to the Dublin Web Summit on the 17th and 18th of October. The Dublin Web Summit isn't a community and SubCon is, so there is a difference. It's an event. A lot of people are converging on it. In a way, I suppose, it is probably in the imagination of Paddy Cosgrave and Dara Hickey and members of the team behind the Dublin Web Summit that the Dublin Web Summit would develop into a community or would have a community flavour to it, but I'm not privy to their thinking on that. The reason I'm making this particular audio boo is because I've been thinking about how incredibly interesting it would be for tech entrepreneurs who are going to the Web Summit to use Audioboo in advance in order to publicize but share something about their startup so that people going to the Web Summit could find them more engaging and would be more interested in going to visit them at the summit. I mean, the summit will have a minimum of 3,000 people in the Dublin Society. Yes, Grace? Okay, I'll give you my phone. I'll just finish this audio boo very quickly. I'm in the car with my daughter and we're on the school run. But the tech entrepreneurs will have a hard job getting people to pay attention to them because the amount of startups there will be huge. There are at least 150 as part of the official program. In a minute, if you leave me finish this audio boo off, I'll then give you the phone. I'm really off my stride now, but I'll get back into the stride easily. But the point is that it'll be quite hard in the excitement of 3,000 people to attract the right people. It'll often be a complete accident. So if you, by the right people, I mean the ideal people from the point of view of your business. Yes, Grace?
Yes,
I've got it with me. I've got your beaver's uniform, and I'll be able to hand it over today. So it'll be there for you tomorrow, which is Beaver's Day. But let me finish this audio boo as quick as I can. So yeah, the idea is, how do you attract the ideal conversations to you at the Dublin Web Summit? There'll be no shortage of conversations. They'll be happening all the time. And indeed, in a sense, you can trust to serendipity that, you know, the gods will send you the ideal person or persons to come to your stand and talk to you or just meet you for a cup of coffee. And this might well be either the developer, the web developer who you need, or the software developer who you need most, or even the person who will help you with your route to market most. But audiobook could be used by a business as part of its lead up, and they could attract people. It would be a very, you know, cheap and cheerful, simple, untime-consuming way to do it. And I better go and pay a lot of attention to my daughter. Thanks very much for listening.